Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
About one stillbirth every 2 months is the usual rate. So to suddenly get to 86 stillbirths in 6 months, that's highly unusual. But the confirmation, the most important confirmation that we have from the Waterloo, Ontario report was that all of the 86 stillbirths were fully vaccinated.
Health Minister, question about reported explosion in fully vaccinated mothers experiencing stillbirths.
But here's the kicker. Mothers of stillbirth babies were fully vaccinated. And you have clearly said on numerous occasions that the vaccines are safe. So, Minister, what do you say to the doctors who told expecting women it was okay to get fully vaccinated? And what should they tell the mothers who deliver a stillborn baby?
We are recommending that women who are pregnant do receive the vaccine for the protection of themselves, protection of their baby as well. It has been accepted by the Health Canada, by the World Health Organization, by the FDA. Women who are pregnant, it is entirely safe and recommended for them to receive the vaccine.
Until about 10 years ago, every major government in the world said a pregnant woman should never take a vaccine because it can cause an autoimmune response and make the woman reject the baby.
A number of hospitals around the country are denying organ transplants to people who are not vaccinated against COVID-19 or bumping them down on waiting lists. This raises some ethical questions over the decisions. In one highly publicized case, a Colorado health system denied a woman a kidney transplant. The patient refuses to get a COVID shot.
So there's this policy put in place for something that could happen versus not getting a transplant, which could 100% lead to the end of my life.
Traveling nurses triple salaries as hospitals struggle with national staffing crisis. The hospitals are struggling. They're having to call in the National Guard because they fired the uninjected. But it is true what CNN says, because I've looked at the actual numbers and called hospitals. They are full of people dying who are the vaccinated. And that's confirmed from Israel to the UK to the United States to Canada to Australia.
We've got one more state to get through that gate. It's a bit like, you know, getting the sheep through the gate into the run.
I would recommend that instead of Christmas shopping, everyone shops for a COVID booster online or reaches out and to their partner to make them an appointment to go online for a COVID shot. And that is the best exciting gift that can be given.
It's mind-blowing to see them on the news saying, you've had the shot, you're protected. That's why people that don't have the shot are going to infect you.
For unvaccinated, we are looking at a winter of severe illness and death for unvaccinated. For themselves, their families, and the hospitals, they'll soon overwhelm. But there's good news. If you're vaccinated, you have your booster shot, you're protected from severe illness and death. Omicron is here. It's going to start to spread much more rapidly at the beginning of the year. And the only real protection is to get your shots. If you get one shot, if you haven't gotten it yet, that'll help. If you're at the point where you have everything, including your booster, you're in really good shape.
Why is President Biden telling people still that the vaccinated cannot spread COVID?
Can you say more?
Yeah, in a local interview on Tuesday, he said, how about making sure you're vaccinated so you do not spread the disease to anybody else? The CDC says people who get vaccine breakthrough infections can be contagious.
Well, I'll say this. I didn't hear this interview, so I would have to see it in its full context. What I know and what the president believes is that we have to listen to the science. We have to listen to our public health officials, and that's what the president believes.
Immunity means your body knows how to beat it. It doesn't matter if somebody's got it next to you. That's 100%. That's facts. That's science. That's reality. But at the end of the day, folks, the entire thrust of the takeover is this medical tyranny with the medical ID for the medical social credit score, the carbon tax. And they get that in place, and it's going in place all over the world right now. we are now inside the mark of the beast. So have you ever wondered how is the devil, how is this world government he runs going to get everybody to do this? And now you know. Everything I do is about victory for humanity. Everything I promote is about standing up against the New World Order by empowering humanity. Well, that's why ResetWars.com is so important. Not only is it a game-changing course of critical information to unlock your mind from the Matrix, but it's something that gets around Klaus Schwab's attempt to shut down American infrastructure and American jobs. It is the true digital economy. It's the spiritual economy of the mind and transcendental control. I've been on air 28 years, and all of our work has been amazing, thanks to God and God's divine empowerment and blessing. But I got to tell you, out of everything I've done, Reset Wars is the most important, and it is now available. Now the month of December 2021 is here at ResetWars.com. Start your journey to the next level today at ResetWars.com. The globalists fear this information.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It's Friday, December 17th. The year is 2021. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Well, it's now all out in the open. Joe Biden came out with his incredible threat, saying it's going to be a dark winter of death and destruction for the, quote, unvaccinated, but you will be safe if you take the shot. Literally terrorizing you to take something that by the third injection with the Pfizer, by the second with the Moderna, erases 90-plus percent of your immune system, turning off your killer T cells. Unbelievable. We'll play the clip in a moment. But today is definitely the day that the most news ever about this being a depopulation rollout takeover, both the virus and the response with the vaccines, the deliberate suppression of therapeutics that are basically 100% if you get them early, the attack on vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc. We are witnessing the criminal global corporations through the UN and through our nation states that they've captured, literally engaged in 21st century warfare against the people. Kaz, writing on Twitter, said the conspiracy theorist warned us last year of vaccine mandates, vaccine passports, perpetual lockdowns, rampant inflation. So the conspiracy theorist warned you of all those things. Now they're warning you of digital ID, social credit score, central bank digital currencies, climate lockdowns, energy rationing, pay attention. Electricity this year alone is up over 26%. It's gone up 17% in the Dallas-Fort Worth area in just the last month on top of that. Got that in the stack. And then these headlines out of Austria and Germany. Austria to begin shipping unvaxxed to prisons. Oh, then we found Wired Magazine last year in March attacking yours truly, saying I'm an insane devil liar for saying by next winter they'll be announcing new lockdowns and forced inoculation and the imprisonment of the unvaxxed in Europe and Australia, because they're the test beds. And then a year later it'll be us. That'll be by the midterms 10 months from now. But now it starts in Germany and Australia, and then we're a little less than a year out from them trying to basically stop the midterms or have such a smokescreen of political collapse with the economy and cyber attacks and all the rest of it that they're able to smokescreen stealing the election in 326 days. This is unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. Let me show you the news today. Turns out what we told you, of course, 20 plus months ago was true. We had all the documents then. That Peter Daszak, who also goes to eugenics conferences with Bill Gates and talks about how he wants to depopulate you and your family, Peter Daszak ran the Lancet Journal and had them lie and say that there was no gain of function going on, and Lancet knew and helped cover up criminally. That's out of the news today. But wait, it gets 10 times bigger. Are you ready for this one? CDC warns Americans not to get J&J shot, period, over blood clot risk. J&J fires another virus. It's a virus vector system, almost as dangerous as mRNA, into your cells and makes them produce the spike protein, which is toxic and turns off your killer T's. Some evidence shows it's even stronger than the Moderna and the Pfizer in its effects. Does the same thing. And it changes your DNA big time. Fires a combination of a human and a chimpanzee virus into your cells. That sound good? No. Carrying a payload with it that does the same thing as the mRNA. Same message. Gazzik and Gates produced all these at the Wuhan lab the last 10 years, and then they, in November and December of 2019, sent the orders out to all the major Western vaccine makers that they had the patents and that they owned them. Bill Gates, Fauci, Peter Daszak, on record, this is on record, to prepare to make the vaccine for this spike protein that is the same spike protein from HIV that, wait for it, that Dr. Anthony Fauci with Bill Gates co-owns. Co-owns. They always had this plan to have a bunch of the same type vaccines out there that aren't vaccines. And so that when you got upset about it, they go, okay, we pulled one off. That's in the SPARS 2023 document that's really set in the year 2020 to 2023. This is the martial law takeover of the planet, in their own words. So here it is. It's from ZeroHedge.com. It's on InfoWars.com. CDC warns Americans not to get J&J shot over blood clot. Goes on to say that it should be pulled from the market. Wow, not getting a lot of attention. It gets worse. School district in New York sends out email. This is on InfoWars.com. Gateway Pundit also has it. School district in New York sends out email warning parents of sudden cardiac arrest of students from 5th grade to 12th grade. And they just say, don't worry, we've got defibrillators and everything ready, and there's just going to be a lot more heart attacks. Just get used to it. And then it gets worse. Reuters. Remember how much I harped on this? The UN won't sign the secret agreement with Pfizer to give liability protection to them and Moderna, so that's why they will not inject anyone that is a, quote, refugee they're bringing in, because they said of strokes and heart attacks, and that it will scare refugees from not coming. So you're being targeted as a police officer or a school teacher or a person that works in a grocery store or a farmer or a five-year-old child trying to go to school, or a woman that wants to go into Cheesecake Factory and eat with her family, you're going to be arrested. But if you want to come across, that's okay, and the UN's not going to do it because, well, that, they're not going to give themselves any liability. And that's all the secret documents and admissions. Pfizer has power to, quote, silence governments. That's ABC News. Silence governments in secret agreements. Now you're starting to see global corporate coup. Alex Jones was not engaged in hyperbole on any of this. I'm telling you exactly what's going down. And now they've got all their talking heads across the world saying forced injections are coming to Europe, the United States, and Australia. And I told you months ago, with all them preparing that, that's like artillery opening up before the ground forces move in, that they would start announcing the forced inoculations first in Europe, then Australia, then the UK, then Canada, then the US. It's now started exactly as I said, precisely. They found the video. I've got to send it to the crew. It's on Twitter. 21 months ago, I said you'll start having weather reports on the viruses and whether you can go out or not on your apps. It's now been announced by CNN that it will be a weather-like app and will tell you where you can go and what you can do, and that this is with us forever, and it's going to be like storms, like tornadoes, like hurricanes. Told you, I've got the enemy. I didn't read that in a document. I just know them. I just am inside their head. And, of course, now billboards all over the Western world that it's normal for children to have heart attacks and strokes and die. So it's on, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, the Weather Channel now is bringing localized COVID-19 updates to your phone. Total BS. And it gets worse. Refugees lack COVID shots because drug makers fear lawsuits, documents show. Reuters. Oh, and what did the Reuters article say last week about, oh, the first 30-some pages of the hundreds of thousands that Pfizer released to the FDA after a federal court ordered it? It's just massive deaths and miscarriages they covered up and lied to the public. And now they're just normalizing killing you, you see. It's all coming out. They're not even getting in trouble. And in the SPARS document from 2018, they talk about, with John Hopkins and the Rockefeller Foundation, how they're going to normalize killing you and how you're going to take it and how you're going to like it. And, oh, the parents get all the attention when their kid has a stroke or a heart attack, and they get to go bury him, and it's so much fun. It's so liberal and cool. It's almost as good as, you know, the sexual sterilization of the children and all the chemical castration. It's so liberal. And it gets worse. Oh, I haven't even... Oh, it gets even worse. Way worse when we come back. But it's all coming out, how they're murdering you and your family, and then big tech's working around the clock to suppress any of this getting out, which makes them accomplices to murder one.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Injection news that already started hitting this segment. I'm going to do it next segment. I'm going to ask you to tell everybody you know on the local radio station you're listening to or with the links at Infowars.com/show or with today's live show headline to join us now and be warned and understand what's happening and be part of the solution in the mass awakening. Friday bombshell. CDC warns Americans not to take COVID jab while UN bans COVID vax for migrants over liability fears. Wow. Meanwhile, a New York school district has sent out a mass email warning parents of sudden cardiac arrest in their students. In fact, it's the major New York school district. Pretty incredible information. I mean, I think that's red alert, red alert, red alert territory, isn't it? Because I say right beneath that, red alert, red alert, red alert. The globalist house of cards is coming down. You do not want to miss this bombshell Friday edition of the Alex Jones Show. Because they're not going to give up. You understand that. We were getting populists elected all over the world. We were building a pro-human future just 5 years ago. And they've counterstruck with their Operation Lockstep, Crimson Contagion, Dark Winter, SPARS 2023 operation. That's how I know exactly when they're going to do it and how they're going to do it because it's a program. I've got a Vice article here that I mentioned that I've got to take time out today to at least show you part of. Or I'll show you the headline. You can go read it yourself. It's a long, like 20-page article demonizing myself and many others, saying the insane conspiracy theorists claim forced inoculations are coming. They claim by next year they'll claim there's new variants, you've got to take all these new boosters, and they're going to force you. How insane are these scum? And, of course, it hasn't aged well, that clip. That's why they're now censoring on Twitter and Instagram, confirmed, clips of Fauci on TV, again, 18 months ago, saying we got to be careful about the new vaccine, that it doesn't cause ADE, antibody dependency enhancement, which tends to kill you. Oh, but oh, you're not allowed to say that now. So even he's memory hold. I mean, he's the good Fauci. So we're not allowed to hear what he said a year and a half ago. We're only allowed to hear what he says now. You can't show him saying masks don't work a year and a half ago. You just have him saying wear two. And by the way, even if you're by yourself in your home, wear one and test yourself on Christmas. That's what he said yesterday. Literal cult programming. Oh, and the CDC's quietly announced, and the UK's announced, Australia's announced, and New Zealand's announced, and Germany's announced, and Spain's announced, that we're never going back to normal, and the lockdown's permanent, and you're always going to get new shots, 3 or 4 a year, up to 7 a year, up to 10 a year, and then they laugh at you and say, but you can have an orgy with 25 people. By the way, if you're a new listener, I'm not joking. The same people said, don't look at the sunset and don't talk to your neighbors, but you can have sex with 25 people in an orgy. By the way, every new listener, that's not a joke. The Prime Minister of New Zealand said that 2 days ago. It didn't even rate for us to play it. Yeah, there it is. Didn't even rate for us to play it in the sea of evil going on. Speaking of pedophilia, they busted more people trafficking or trying to traffic children, more CNN producers trafficking children. Hey, newsflash. I mean, folks, I'm not kidding when I said last week when the other CNN news broke that a large number of their producers are pedophiles. I mean, that's well known. You don't get the job unless you're a sick, evil person at CNN. And so they don't vouch for you unless you're pretty sick. So when you see CNN hosts, when you see CNN crew, I mean, I'm not saying that as a joke when I tell you that you're dealing with the Legion of Satan. I mean, that is a satanic command base, mothership. The founder of it literally wants to murder you and your family and kill 7+ billion people. So just understand, you keep wondering why this is happening. They want to murder you. But let me speak to this. I was sitting here thinking about friends and family I know that are aware of the globalists and aware of the takeover, but they're so selfish. Even friends and family I've known for a long time, some of them, that they can't get upset about this because they've got a life to lead and they'll just go through whatever hoops they've got to jump through to just continue to watch their Netflix and hang out with their friends and drink beer. So that makes these people literally aiding and abetting the globalists. And I was asking myself, what is the common denominator in these people? They're in a trance. They were born into comfort. They were born into things being, you know, pretty tranquil and safe. And so they just don't get how they're going to lose their future and their laissez-faire lifestyle very soon because they're selfish. And when you get a bunch of selfish people who don't care about themselves, don't care about others, the whole society degenerates and the whole society begins to collapse in rapid order. And medically, much of the Western world, from watching so much television and screen time, and the flicker rate is in a close to sleep state, a daydreaming state, highly suggestible. That's mainline science. And that's what we cover in Reset Wars. And so you're already awake. The listeners of this broadcast are more awake than I am in many ways. So for you, it's something to learn the technicals of because you're already basically somewhat immune to the mind control. None of us are perfect. And so you need to go see Reset Wars to share it with other people. And, you know, I'm going to talk to some of my members of family who don't take stuff serious enough, and I'm going to make them watch Reset Wars, or I'm going to disassociate from them in general. Because society's going down, and people need to choose a side and really fight this. And we need to, you know, the left bullies everybody to submit to their agenda. We need to not bully people, but we need to say, hey, you better choose what side you're on in this thing. So I am so proud of Reset Wars, and I'm so thankful to listeners that have gone and gotten the course. You know, we've seen some complaints because it's $200, and my answer to you is we need the money to stay on air and build a whole new infrastructure, which we're doing, and we need the money to do this. People go pay thousands of dollars for George Strait tickets or for, you know, NFL tickets or basketball tickets in the front row. This is a couple hundred dollars. We're not cutting it here with the supplement sales and T-shirts, the rest of it. And I'm not complaining at our listeners that support us. You know who you are. But for people on the fence, you need the information in Reset Wars. This is game-changing. I mean, what do you think I do? All I do is game-change. I'm not bragging. I know what I'm talking about. You need Reset Wars. But regardless, if you're a regular listener that's already really awake, you will still be helped by it. It's very powerful. It's a lot to absorb. Very, very deep information, but also very simple at one level. So I hope everybody goes to ResetWars.com. We've had just rave reviews, but we have had a lot of complaints that we only did 3 days of the 25% off. And so the 25% off is brought back for the Christmas sale through Christmas Day, and then it's going to go back to its regular price. We're going to launch a bunch of other courses that are less and a whole bunch of other special events and things, but we had to have this to build the infrastructure, and you're the founders by being members at ResetWars.com. You're helping found the next level of the InfoWars, so thank you. So this could be literally your last chance, with all the insane things happening in the world, to get InfoWars products and to support us
into 2022. The do or die year. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, Rainforest Plus, 50% off. Amazing nootropic. Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock. Highest rated krill oil, so good for your whole body, 50% off. We've got Knockout Sleep Support, 50% off. Hair and Beard Support, 60% off. We also have COVID Land 2, the mask film. And when you order the very important film, you get a free DVD with two films on it about Bohemian Grove. Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, 40% off. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 40% off. DNA Force Plus, the Rolls Royce for your cells and immune systems, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com. This could be potentially your last chance to get a t-shirt, a book, a film, or these great supplements. We're going to keep going 110%, but we need your support.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar four or more times a day and inject insulin three or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
The globalist cult is so sick. The top brass are almost all New World Order now, and they have Congressional Medal of Honor events. Something Obama suspended because he didn't want the country to be patriotic. But now the globalists have full control. They are wrapping themselves in the flag and the valor of our history and our troops. And it's truly disgusting. And I've got a stack of news on that front of what they're now teaching officially, critical race theory and beyond. inside all four branches, or five branches now, of the U.S. military. So that's a whole stack I've got that I'm going to hit coming up at the start of the next hour. And we have a special guest, Michael Reardon, who is a friend of mine, and I talked him into coming on the show. So he's just really super smart, one of the smartest people I know about human nature. And I wanted to get him on months and months and months ago. And he said, well, when your Reset Wars comes out, that's what I want to speak about, because we had talked about the concepts and the ideas, and he agreed with them, but had really articulate ways to talk about it. And it's not going to be a pitch for Reset Wars. That's just when he wanted to come on. And so hopefully you'll be hearing more from Mr. Reardon here on the show, because he really is a sage individual. And I've got other friends that I'd like to try to get on air that don't want to be public, that are just as smart. And, you know, some are black, some are white, some are Hispanic, some are old, some are young. But they all have the Spirit of God in them. They all got that fire. And so look forward to Mike Reardon in studio in the third hour today. All right. Again, I've learned that if I come on the show and release the most incredible information, nobody cares. But if you do a drum roll or you build it up, remember in the old days when you know a new movie was out, because they'd put big spotlights out at the movie theater, and I'd say, Dad, I want to go see the movies. I want to go see the movies. You go, okay, let's drive over there and see what's showing. Because the old days, you didn't have the internet and smartphones and all that crap. You had to look at the newspaper, and you'd be in the car, wouldn't have a newspaper. So we'd drive over to see what was showing. He'd say, all right, we can stay out late. I'll call Mom, tell her not getting home till midnight. We're going to go see Double Feature or whatever. And it's the same thing. We need to really make a noise. We really need to get aggressive about this information. That's why yesterday I said on air, we need to cut promos about it and get the word out everywhere, that we're going to repeat something we did in 2016 that really put me on the New World Order's enemies list. That was so effective. And that was people video bombing, photo bombing. No, that's not an explosive term. The media will claim that. But the general public knows what it means. Jumping in front of a camera, taking over a live show where it's legal and lawful when they're in a public space, jumping on camera and saying, the vaccines are poison. This is depopulation. The vaccines will kill you. Infowars.com. And everybody that does it gets $5,000. And I've sold my house. I'm selling soon. You'll see. I'm going to sell a little bit of art I've got, everything. Because there's going to be nothing we don't beat this anyways. I think I might even sell my great-grandmother's china that I was given. Everything. Everything's got to go into the fight now. Because they're coming after the children. They're now injecting them with deadly poisons. But my point is that there is a planned, designed collapse of civilization taking place right now. And we can't just continue to go on and act like that we're not in the middle of a war run by the big corporations and the media, gaslighting us to accept the extermination of the general public. And it's hot and heavy. It's deep now. It's on, ladies and gentlemen. And so I'm going to cap it at $300,000. That's what I did in 2016. We had more money then. Wish I'd have known back then how much attack we'd be under. I had a good idea, but I wish I'd have raised more capital, but that's okay. But I'm putting out there $300,000. How many times is 5,000 divided into 300,000? Quite a few times. For every person that confronts the media, that gets out on a live transmission, or that goes viral, however it gets out there, $5,000 if it's legally and lawfully done. But it's a form of really low-intensity civil disobedience. It's not going in stores and blocking them. It's not going in restaurants and having sit-ins because they want vaccine passports, which I think is a really good thing to do, and I commend the folks that are doing it. But you can get arrested. You can get hurt. It's a more serious level. But going in front of local media, college media, national media, sporting events, you get it out audibly and you get it out visually. Believe me, I want to pay the money out. You get it out, $5,000. And I'm going to announce this. On February 1st, I will judge out of all the entries who's done the best, and they will win $20,000. And we're not just doing this for money. I know you're not doing it for money, but it makes it fun, and the award, and having the person on, because I want to have the folks that are doing it. I mean, remember everywhere Bill and Hillary went, you're a rapist, InfoWars.com? Because I wanted them to know it was me. I wanted them to know some people aren't afraid of them, no matter what happens. And then I know who they are, and I know they run pedophile ranks. And now everybody knows they do. Biden went out to Kentucky to be a ghoul over the population there after the tornadoes. And he got called a pedophile, which, by the way, the FBI now confirms Ashley Biden's diary. And we've got Hunter Biden's diary and video laptop with him and the trophy photos of him and his 13-year-old niece having sex and all the rest of it. I mean, this is a family of pedophiles, ladies and gentlemen. It's mind control. They're all extremely traumatized, very sick. And so that's who they put in to humiliate us and to try to break our will. But he's not our president. We know they stole the elections. And so try as they might, humanity's waking up and rejecting them. And now the FBI is trying to put James O'Keefe in jail when he didn't even put the diary out. I remember it was a controversy at the time that O'Keefe wouldn't put it out. And people said it was real. And now it is real. So that attack on the press continues. But do you understand how big the vaccine news is today? The CDC says do not take the J&J shot. First it was a heart warning. Now it's do not take it. Now there's a heart warning on the Pfizer and Moderna. Next it'll be don't take that. How do I know? It's in the SPARS document. But then they'll normalize that they killed you and not get in trouble and roll out more new injections for new viruses they've cooked up and got it ready for you. This is a civilization destabilization collapse plan. And the only way we get out of it is admitting how much trouble we're in. So we're going to go to break. Long segment coming up. And I'm going to come back. And I am going to go over all of this in great detail. CDC warns Americans not to get J&J shot over blood clot risk. School district in New York sends out emails warning parents of sudden cardiac arrest in students. Say get used to it and 5-year-olds and up. Now they say as soon as the babies get it, get ready for them to have heart attacks and die as well. Totally normal. Totally liberal. Reuters reports refugees lack COVID shots because drug makers fear lawsuits and have not been indemnified by the UN. Oh, really? Ex-pro footballer calls for investigation into footballers suffering heart problems. Bolsonaro wants to expose health officials who approved COVID vaccine for kids. And now they've got weather reports for the virus, like I predicted a year and a half ago they would do, for the virtual blizzard of Omicron and all the rest of this BS as they prepare new lockdowns ahead of the election that's only 10 months away. November, early November 2022 is 326 days out. 365 days in a year, and we don't even have a year. We have 326 days. They're going to hit us with cyber attacks, power outages, terror attacks are going to blame on us, and more. Prepare yourselves.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And deranged talk show hosts in the United States calling for forced inoculations to begin. Germany and Austria have already announced the forced injection start in February of next year, only a month and a half away. And then we have this headline right here. It's on InfoWars.com. Want to make people eat plant-based food? Give them no choice, study finds. That's right. Have the banks and credit cards penalize them in a social credit score if they try to eat meat, and then that will phase out meat. Oh, and that's what Biden just said about the banks. He wants the banks to go off a social credit score to decide if you've got a pro-green, anti-carbon lifestyle. That's in the news today. Biden saying he wants the banks to control what you can buy and sell and do. No wonder they've announced everybody with $600 or more in transactions a year will have every transaction you do watched. It's already being watched. Now they're normalizing. You're like, that violates the Fourth Amendment. Well, a lot of things violate the Fourth Amendment. This is a stampede. This is a criminal revelation, a criminal takeover, a criminal revolution. But here is the puppet Biden last night saying
that, oh, it's going to be a horrible winter of death for the unvaccinated. Every statement there is a lie. It's not a vaccine. If you've taken it, it lowers your immunity, whether it's the J&J, the Pfizer, the Moderna, the AstraZeneca. It's not just linked to blood clots. It's proven to do it. And he sits there and lies and says it's a winner of severe illness and death because we've already got double the hospitalizations of COVID this year than we had last year, and they've been double vaxxed in almost every case. Same numbers all over the world, from Gibraltar to Singapore to Germany to Israel, to the most vaccinated states like Vermont. They have the highest rates of COVID-19. And in places like South Africa, with 6% injected, they have the lowest rate in the world. And the news says the ignorant Africans don't trust the government. I wonder why. Don't sound too ignorant to me. They know about the UN and what they're up to. Hell, you can type it in. Even Reuters admits most polio cases, almost all polio cases, are caused by the polio vaccine. And one in particular, you betcha, Bill the Depopulation Master Gates. Absolutely insane. Yeah, in India, in Australia, in Africa, people attack the UN workers when they come and try to inject the children at the playgrounds without parental consent. This is footage out of India. They're not stupid. You don't think a white truck with UN workers pulls up to give your kids shots because they like you, right? No. Everybody knows it's to kill you slowly with a soft kill weapon. And here we are. The J&J shot. Oh, but they spin it. Oh, we're saying don't take it and pull it off the market because the others are better and they're effective and safe, which is another lie, which is what Biden has been confronted about, saying, oh, even a month ago, oh, you take it, you're 100% covered. Go ahead and play the clip of him and then Jake Ducey taking the press secretary of the woodshed. Go ahead and play the clip and then play clip one.
Unvaccinated, we are looking at a winter of severe illness and death for unvaccinated, for themselves, their families, and the hospitals they'll soon overwhelm. But there's good news. If you're vaccinated and you have your booster shot, you're protected from severe illness and death. Omicron is here. It's going to start to spread much more rapidly at the beginning of the year. And the only real protection is to get your shots. If you get one shot, if you haven't gotten it yet, that'll help. If you're at the point where you have everything, including your booster, you're in really good shape.
Oh, you're in really good shape with your immune system almost completely turned off. It's Peter Ducey, by the way. Jake Ducey is with the Reset Wars. So here is Peter Ducey.
Really quick. Why is President Biden telling people still that the vaccinated cannot spread COVID?
Can you say more?
Yeah, in a local interview on Tuesday, he said, how about making sure you're vaccinated so you do not spread the disease to anybody else? The CDC says people who get vaccine breakthrough infections can be contagious.
Well, I'll say this. I didn't hear this interview, so I would have to see it in its full context. What I know and what the president believes is that we have to listen to the science. We have to listen to our public health officials, and that's what the president believes. Thank you.
You know, Jean Pierre is even more arrogant than Jen Psaki, if it's possible, because I'd said that Jen Psaki oozed the most arrogance and fraud I'd ever seen out of a woman, except maybe Hillary Clinton. And this woman tops it. The disdain, the arrogance. And she wears it like armor. Oh, well, it doesn't matter if he said the vaccine's 100% effective, even though it's negative effective for 6 months and destroys your immune system. No, because we have science. And she can kind of move her shoulders around and look all official and kind of stick her chest out. And just, you know. And again, they teach him this arrogant, gaslighting body language that we see out of the Australian Prime Minister and the New Zealand Prime Minister and that bozo, the clown leftist that poses a patriot, Boris Johnson. By the way, I was looking at a photo of him, and we all know this, but pull up Boris Johnson. It's a gimmick, his Einstein hair. If you look, you can see it's all cut in different lengths on the tips, up to a half inch different everywhere to make it look all wild. Oh, look, I'm Bozo the Clown. I'm trendy. I'm punk rock. I'm cool. You can trust me. He's a murdering globalist criminal who's married to a Satanist on record, just like Tony Blair. The man is an absolute disgrace and a fraud, and now he's bringing in lockdown twos and, of course, vaccine passports and forced inoculations, but they're not going to call it that. So let's keep running through what these criminals are up to. CDC warns Americans not to get J&J shot over blood clot risk. Isn't that just cute? And then it goes in to say, oh, because the others are safe, which is another lie on record. School district in New York sends out email warning parents of sudden cardiac arrest in five-year-olds and up. The Gateway Pundit obtained a copy of the email where the ESM stated that there are regulations where all districts are now required to ensure that nurses and coaches can address the treatment and monitoring of students who exhibit signs and symptoms of sudden cardiac arrest because, well, you know, it's going to be increasing like the billboards tell us. It's the new normal. And again, I mention this because it's so huge. This is really waking people up. Refugees lack COVID shots because drug makers fear lawsuits, documents show. Oh, the UN won't sign an agreement indemnifying them. No honor amongst thieves. It's the UN set up by the robber barons, so it's their mechanism. So they're not crapping in their own backyard. You don't crap where you eat, as they say. But the great patriot, way better than President Trump, the real model of global leadership and honor and courage. I'm not putting Trump down, but I mean he's way below Bolsonaro. Bolsonaro wants to expose health officials who approved COVID vaccine for kids, experimental use, and who tried to get them to sign on to secret agreements with Pfizer. We're going to cover that more next hour and get into the new lockdowns they're going to push, what to expect next year and how to stop it. But I wanted to just show you the secret documents, not just sit there and say this is going on and how they admit it. Look at these headlines. ABC. Pfizer has power to silence governments and maximize profits, consumer group alleges. They don't allege, it's in the documents. So I saw that meme out there. It shows a doctor injecting a person's arm, and it says Big Pharma, 100% liability protection, no liability on his armband. And on the armband of the person getting shot up, it says, trust us. In fact, you guys pull that out of the stacker. Reprint me that from yesterday. I want to show that. But continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, government signed secret vaccine deals. Here's what they hide. The New York Times even told us. In secret vaccine contracts with governments, Pfizer took hard line to push for profit. It's not about profit. It's about murdering people and getting away with it. CDC advised back the use of Pfizer Moderna vaccines over Johnson & Johnson. And it just goes on and on. What an incredible time to be alive. And as I said, when we start the next hour on this live Friday edition, I'm going to get into all these other stacks on that front. And then the pedophile stack is huge today with all the different CNN people getting busted. Because, I mean, look, you can't swing a stick in the dark at CNN and not run into one of these people. Or all their shows saying it doesn't exist, it's not happening, but sterilize your child, let the school sterilize them. It's another form of abuse, another form of depopulating, another form of hurting children, which is the religion of these people. In olden times, they called them devil worshippers. By the way, Reset Wars is available. It's now live at ResetWars.com, and the 25% off deal is back running through Christmas.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Everything.